In the studio with me is Sloan Dorr. She's the program director for Girls on the Run. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in. So we've got something really exciting coming up. But first, let's talk about Girls on the Run. Yeah. Tell me about it.
So Girls on the Run is a program that we brought to Marquette last year that serves girls in third through fifth grade. And they sign up for 10 weeks. It's a 10-week long program. They practice twice a week for an hour and a half. And they have these amazing volunteer women coaches that lead them through lessons while they're training for a 5K. So they're using running as a tool to get them to learn these critical life skills. I think yesterday in practice, they were learning about bullying and standing up for themselves. They're learning about healthy habits, good study habits, just all these things that we need to be taught.
So this is much more than just running. It is
so much more than running.
This is life skills. This is teaching these girls to grow up to be successful women.
Exactly.
Okay.
And then the cool thing when you watch the practices, when I go to the practices, the girls are teaching the coaches just as much as the coaches are teaching the girls. It's a really amazing give and take from both of them.
That's sweet. I love that. Yeah. So these women who are mentoring these girls, they're almost like a second mother, a sister, a family member.
Yeah, they're a mentor. I like to, you know, they're coaching, they're a mentor, there's somebody for these girls to talk to. We have a lot of moms of girls in the program coaching. We have college students coaching. I coached 10 years ago when I was in college, and just other women in the community that want to be volunteering and doing something good.
Okay, so if someone wants to be a volunteer or a mentor for these girls, how can they become one?
So the program starts in March, so we'll be recruiting coaches at the beginning of the new year. So just keep an ear out. I think I came on here early at the beginning of the year and talked to Walt when we were recruiting coaches, and so just keep an ear out for recruitment.
Okay. And if, girls want to get involved, does that happen through the school or is there another way that they can?
We send flyers home through the school. We do online registration. We do in-person registration. I went to some of the schools before and after school program, the YMCA. So again, just, you know, keeping an eye in the news, the Facebook page, any of the social media stuff, and it'll be on there for
sure. Tons of ways to get involved. Yeah. Fantastic. Yeah. All right, and so as a part of Girls on the Run, you have these different fundraisers because it is, you know, a donation-based.
It's a nonprofit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And none of the girls are turned away due to financial need. So the program has a fee, but if based on the family's income they can't afford that fee, we're not going to turn them away. We're going to find a scholarship for them. And that comes from our fundraisers that we have.
Wonderful. And you have one of those coming up right now. Tell me about that.
Yeah. We have what we are calling the Confidence 5K. So it's for the girls. They're going to be running. They're going to be completing their goal of running a 5K. But we're also inviting the community to come and run the Confidence Run or walk, or I'm saying dance across the finish line, because Double Trouble DJ will be there too. So it's a 5K on June 8th.
That always makes it more fun when you have some music and you can dance across the
finish
line.
You can't not run without, you can't have not have headphones while you're running. You need some music.
That's right. Okay, so how can someone get involved with this fundraiser? How can they get involved?
We're doing online registration. It is at gotrmichup.org, or we have an event page on Facebook also, the Confidence 5K, so you can search it in there and find it. It's pretty easy. And if you register this week before the 25th, you're guaranteed a t-shirt and you're locked in for that early bird price, so you won't be paying a late registration fee.
Wonderful. And it serves to say, you know, this does stay local. This Girls on the Run, you know, it's nationwide, but we have the nonprofit that is UP-wide, but all of the money does stay locally, too.
Stays local, and all of the profits that we earn go back directly into the program.
Fantastic. To help those girls who may not have a financial need, because nobody's turned away.
No one is turned away.
Wonderful. So tell us again what's happening, when, and where.
We have the Confidence 5K on June 8th. The event starts at 10 a.m., day of registration. It all goes on at Presque Isle. At 8:30, you can come and register.
Fantastic. Anything else that you'd like to say to the girls who may be thinking about, maybe I want to get involved with this, or someone who maybe wants to become a mentor? What's some advice you could give?
Do it. Don't be scared. Come to the event. Ask questions. There's tons of coaches there so that you can get their experience. And you don't have to be a runner. No one to be involved in this program has to be a runner. You may become a runner, so that's a thing, but you don't have to start out one.